Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Hey, Fidelity, how can I remember to invest every month?
With the Fidelity app, you can choose a schedule and set up recurring investments in stocks and ETFs.
Oh, that sounds easier than I thought.
You got this.
Yeah, I do. Now, where did I put my keys?
You will find them where you left them.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Hey, parents. You're listening to the Project Parenthood podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Nanika Kaur, clinical psychologist and respectful parenting therapist. Each week, I'll introduce you to the same respectful parenting practices that I use to help parents repair and deepen connections with their children. You'll get tips for cultivating more parental self-compassion, more cooperation from your kids, and more joy, peace, and resilience in your relationship with them. In today's episode, I'm talking about how forcing your child to parrot I'm sorry's doesn't really help them develop true remorse. Stick around till the end to hear about ways you can model making amends. Just as punishing your child may not lead to the results you're hoping for, forcing your child to say I'm sorry after they've made a mistake like lying or after they've hurt someone physically or emotionally may not lead to a child who actually experiences remorse. A lot of parents resist this idea, thinking that it lets a child off the hook, and that without a consequence, they won't learn to take responsibility for their actions. But as we'll learn, just repeating a magic word doesn't actually teach children about cause and effect. First of all, sorry is just a word. Most parents can relate to the experience of being on the playground and witnessing a child do something like crash into another kid during rambunctious play, and then their grown-up comes running over and sternly tells the crasher to say sorry to the crashee. Perhaps the crashing child mumbles, sorry, and goes back to playing without even looking back at the crashed-into child who might be upset. So great, the kid said sorry. But did that kid actually take responsibility for having impacted another person in an upsetting way for them? Or did they learn that you can say this word that adults like to hear, so they'll stop putting you on the spot and or shaming you in front of other people, and you can go back to doing whatever you were doing? And let's not forget that a child might not actually feel sorry for what they've done. Maybe they're hopping mad about something and feel unfairly treated in some way themselves. So grown-ups may also be encouraging children to say things they don't feel or mean just to escape an uncomfortable situation without learning anything about conflict resolution or relational repair. Young children are just at the beginning of a long journey of learning how to be social beings. They need scaffolding to navigate more complex social dilemmas. What your child needs to know is why it's important to apologize, which is to make amends and help the other person feel better after you've purposefully or inadvertently affected them in a negative way. Making efforts to right a wrong or reconnect after a disconnect is what your child needs help learning to do. Simply parroting a word on demand does none of that. So instead, help your young child make amends. If you're interested in helping your child develop empathy and consider the feelings of others in the future, give them an opportunity to do better in the present moment by helping them make amends. First, draw attention to the impact of your child's unfortunate behavior on another person, and then invite them to help the person feel better. That could sound like, your cousin got scared and upset when he was pushed. I wonder what we can do to help him feel better. Do you want to show him how to use your toy, or would you rather draw him a funny picture? Or even strongly state your feelings about what you see happening by saying something like, hey, I don't like seeing people get pushed, even if you are angry at someone. Look, Sam is crying. How can we help them feel better? Maybe they'd like a hug? Or do you want to find them a stuffy? Let's say you happen upon your child drawing on the wall. It's possible to let them know your strong feelings about that without shaming or insulting them, and also offer a way for them to make it right. Oh my goodness, I am really upset to see drawing on the walls. This needs to be cleaned off. Do you want to spray the cleaner or do the wiping? After you help them make it right, put your heads together to make a plan for next time. Helping kids take responsibility for their actions includes coming up with alternatives to whatever action they took that ultimately didn't work for someone else. So let's say you're at the playground with your child and you see your kid angrily poke another child with a big stick before you can prevent it from happening. You could say something like, "Whoa, sticks aren't for poking people. Pearl didn't like being poked. That hurt. Now she's crying and has a scratch on her arm. She needs something to help her feel better. Can you bring a Band-Aid from our bag? Thanks so much, kiddo."
At Best Western, we can't promise you the perfect family beach vacation. We can't promise that it won't rain, or that you won't get a sunburn, or that your family won't endearingly call you Lobster Mom for weeks afterward. What we can promise is a warm welcome and a comfortable room amidst all the joyful chaos. Lobster Mom. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western, with over 4,200 hotels worldwide.
When you buy a new house, you might say,
"Shut the front door!"
Winning!
No, seriously, shut the front door. We own this house now.
But you actually need to say,
"Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there."
That's right. The local State Farm agent is there to help you choose the coverage you need.
Welcome to my crib. No one says that anymore, but I don't care.
So, just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
The days are officially getting longer, and while there may be a bit more daylight, do you still feel like there isn't enough time to do things like plan and shop for healthy meals? Hungry Root is your partner in healthy living. It's the easiest way to get fresh, high-quality groceries and simple, healthy recipes delivered to your door. Take a fun, short quiz, and Hungry Root will get to know your health goals, your tastes, the appliances you use, and more. Then, they'll build you a personalized cart with all your grocery needs for the week, along with delicious recipe recommendations to put those groceries to good use. Everything from Hungry Root follows a simple standard. It's got to taste good, be quick to make, and contain whole, trusted ingredients. Save hours planning, shopping, and cooking. Hungry Root delivers food you'll love. As a busy parent striving for healthier eating, Hungry Root has been a game changer for our family. Our box was filled with fresh, high-quality ingredients and simple recipes tailored to our tastes and preferences. One feature we particularly loved was the ability to customize our meals by swapping ingredients, making mealtime exciting and adaptable to our needs. Ordering was a breeze, and the convenience of having everything delivered to our door saved us valuable time. Hungry Root truly made our weekly meals easier and better, allowing us to enjoy nutritious and delicious dishes without the stress of planning and shopping. Right now, Hungry Root is offering Project Parenthood listeners 40% off your first delivery and free veggies for life. Just go to hungryroot.com/parenthood to get 40% off your first delivery and get your free veggies. That's hungryroot.com/parenthood. Don't forget to use our link so they know we sent you. Model asking Pearl if she's okay, and offering the choice to put on the Band-Aid herself or perhaps with your or your child's help. Several hours later, when your child is feeling completely calm, you can acknowledge the feelings that led to the altercation and collaborate on a plan for next time. It's not easy to know what to do when you feel frustrated with a friend, huh? What can a kid do when their playmates aren't playing by the rules of the game? And then brainstorm some ideas together. And as you know, you're not going to become more skillful with helping your child make amends instead of forcing insincere sorries without practicing. Practice makes progress. This week, instead of making your child say sorry, model taking responsibility by apologizing for your own mistakes. Consciously and unconsciously, purposefully and unintentionally, you'll do and say things that impact your child negatively. When you notice you've done something that's hurt your child or caused a disconnection between you, have the courage to apologize to them. Show your child that there's a way back into your good graces and that there's a way to set things right when relational disconnects occur. Don't sweep it under the rug when you've done something that's created an upsetting experience for your child, leaving them to deal with those feelings on their own. Once everyone's anger or upset has dissipated, circle back to your kiddo and start by acknowledging their feelings and yours. Apologize for your part in the conflict and invite them to help make a plan for next time. That could sound like, "We had a really hard time this morning, huh? You didn't like how I raised my voice with you, and I was really angry that we missed the bus and had to walk to school in the rain. I'm sorry I spoke to you like that. That's not an okay thing to do. I need to slow down and take a deep breath and use kinder words, even when I'm upset." How do you think a kid and a grown-up can work together to get to the bus on time in the mornings? We need ideas. Test it out and report back. Eventually, your child will develop the emotional and cognitive skills they need to say sorry from a place of remorse and really mean it. But first, they need to understand cause and effect, that their actions have consequences, and that sometimes what they do can hurt someone else. They need to be able to take another person's perspective and recognize what someone else might be feeling in order to feel bad about what they've done and want to make it right. So instead of using control or coercion to make your kids say something that may not actually be true for them and doesn't really teach them anything about relationships, it's more skillful to guide your child to develop moral compassion and the ability to take responsibility for their actions. You demonstrate empathy yourself when you minimize accusations and blame by describing only what you see and leaving out insults and shaming statements. You model empathy when you give your child options for or information about what needs to happen next to make things better and show them how or help them do it. You help your child do better in the future by letting them know that you understand how they feel and working together to figure out a more effective plan for next time. Remember that your child learns more about how to be in the world from what they see you actually doing in the world rather than what you tell them to do. Make sure you're apologizing and making it right with them when you have missteps of your own. When you have the courage to apologize for having done something hurtful, unkind, or otherwise regrettable, your child has more courage to face their mistakes as they begin to learn that they have the ability to do something tangible to make amends and make things right again. I hope that's helpful. You can learn more about my work with parents at www.brooklynparenttherapy.com. And on Instagram at BK Parents. That's BKParents. If you have more questions about helping kids make amends or any other parenting questions or stories, leave me a message at 646-926-3243. And be sure to let me know if it's okay to use your voice on the show. Or send an email to parenthood@quickanddirtytips.com. And don't forget to subscribe to Project Parenthood on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Catch you next week. Project Parenthood is a Quick and Dirty Tips podcast. It's audio engineered by Dan Firebend, with script editing by Adam Cecil. Our podcast and advertising operations specialist is Morgan Christensen. Our digital operations specialist is Holly Hutchings. Our marketing and publicity assistant is Davina Tomlin. And our intern is Cameron Lacey.
Best Western, we can't promise you the perfect family beach vacation. We can't promise that it won't rain, or that you won't get a sunburn, or that your family won't endearingly call you Lobster Mom for weeks afterward. What we can promise is a warm welcome and a comfortable room amidst all the joyful chaos. Lobster Mom. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western, with over 4,200 hotels worldwide.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.